SBS Radio.
Siyempre, live po tayo sa ating programa at live din tayo sa ating Facebook page, SBS Filipino. Narito na ang unang grupo, the first batch of our candidates. Yay! Little Miss Earth Australia. But first, we have to let them introduce themselves. Let's start on my left.
My name is Sophia.
Sophia. And next to Sophia?
Precious.
Precious. And next to Precious?
My name is Maria Ho.
Maria?
My name is Jamie Rose.
Jamie Rose, yes.
My name's Alexa Faye.
Maybe you can wave to our viewers on Facebook. And then, yes?
My name is Carolina Clark.
Carolina? Think of.
My name is Giselle Bardossi.
Giselle? And? Ate China.
And my name is Ate China Palace.
Yes. Is this your first time to be in a pageant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it exciting?
Yes.
It is very exciting.
Wow. Have you done any trainings or practices?
We do training maybe every Sunday.
On Sundays.
Oh, is it every Sunday?
No, every Sunday.
Every Sunday, yes.
We always do train all the time.
Wow.
Every Sunday.
We're walking and we practice our
stretches. And what do you practice? Do you practice your walking?
Yeah.
And we also practice our speeches.
Ooh. Can we have a little speech?
A sample.
Maybe we start with Giselle. We start with Giselle.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Giselle Bardossi. I'm 8 years old and I hail from Burraneet, New South Wales. I am passionate about conserving our oceans and waterways, including the animals that live in there. If everyone helps by reducing waste, chemicals, and plastic, we will be able to achieve this goal together.
Yay! And next to Giselle?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Carolina Clark and I'm 7 years old and I come from Sydney, New South Wales. Did you know that by 2050, it is predicted that there are going to be more plastics in the ocean than fish? This is why I advocate for reducing one-use plastics, and this will help our oceans and save our sea life to preserve our beautiful planet. Thank you.
Whoa! Yay!
Amazing.
And next is... Yes?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Alexa Fabi Gornia. I'm 7 years old from Sydney, Australia. I joined this beauty pageant to empower the children and to save the earth because in nowadays, one of the biggest environmental problems the world facing today is improper disposal of plastic, which I believe can be reduced by actively promoting and practicing proper recycling among individual or regardless of one's age, race, and social class. I think by educating ourselves to this simple act will have a huge beneficial impact to our environment. That's all. Thank you.
Wow, that's a long one. I couldn't even practice that and memorize that. And next to Alexa is?
Hello, everyone. My name is Jenny Rice. I'm 6 years old from Monterey, New South Wales. I believe by recycling, reusing, planting more trees will help to save our Mother Earth. Thank you.
Yay! And next is Maria.
Hello, everyone. My name is Maria Ho, and I wonder if be all clean and old, no, the fish is can't eat it and they can't die. And thank you.
Yay! And next is Precious.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Precious Tariki. I'm from Hurstville, New South Wales. Do you know what's happening with our environment? The environment is nature like forests, lakes, rivers, grass, and trees. The recycling helps the environment. The littering does not help the environment. And that is bad for the environment. Animals are getting killed and that is not good for the environment. The natural environment encompasses all living and non-living things. Temperatures can sometimes damage our environment and that is not good. And so as bushfires. That's the environment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, all. My name is Sophia May. I am 7 years old from Parramatta, New South Wales. If we can take care of our Mother Earth, we can take care of our future. Thank you.
Yay!
How inspiring is that?
Yes, how inspiring. And who taught you those speeches?
My mom.
Mom. So the moms are behind me, actually. I have just one question. Why do you think joining Little Miss Earth Australia is very important for you? Giselle.
Because we need to save our oceans and our land so we can stay alive and help our future.
Yes.
I think it's very important to join Miss Earth because we can plant trees and it is very good for our environment.
Yay. Alexa?
Because pageant is my fashion, also to empower the children, to teach them proper recycling to save the earth.
Ooh, very good. And Jamie, why do you join Little Miss Earth? Do you like to be with the other girls? Yes?
Being on stage.
What do you love about the pageant? Do you love walking on the stage? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And maybe Maria?
I want to save the earth and we can protect our earth.
Oh, yes. Through the pageant, yes? You can help protect the earth. And then Precious?
I joined the pageant to collaborate with other people, make new friends and save Earth.
Yes, that's a very good reason. Very good reasons.
I joined this pageant so I can teach kids to recycle and respect our Mother Earth.
When is the pageant, China?
So it's this Thursday. Do you want to invite them?
Yes, maybe invite them. Who wants to invite our listeners? Yes, Carolina.
Carolina.
Yes.
Our pageant is on Thursday.
The 25th.
The 25th of April. And you are welcome to come.
Yes, you should come and see them. Yes.
Where will it be?
Do you know where is it going to be?
Hotel. Yes, so it will be at QVB Hotel.
Yes.
And actually, Ate Annaline, for our listeners, this is the first year that Miss Earth is holding an event where we have Little Miss Earth joining and Junior and Miss Teen Earth, which is good because we're starting them young and they've already been doing a lot of important activities with the community, such as beach cleanup and tree planting last week. So
they actually went to the beach cleanup?
Yes, oh. Yes.
Can you tell, who wants to tell about the beach cleanup? Maria?
I love to clean the earth because I want the earth be all clean.
Whoa, yes. And who else? Yes, Carolina?
We went to Bondi.
Yeah.
And
what did you collect?
We picked up rubbish and we collected lots of cigarette butts.
Ooh.
Those
are little things, but it's not very good for the environment, isn't it? Yes. So for our listeners who are having or smoking, maybe it's okay as long as you throw them in the proper bins, right? Yes. Maybe last question for you. What do you want to achieve from joining the pageant? Yes, Carolina.
I want to achieve to make our planet cleaner and to just try and look after our environment as much as we can.
Very good. And Giselle?
I want to try to help the environment so all our sea life stays alive and we can still drink water.
Yes, and so other kids can still see all the sea animals, isn't it? Yes. Who else wants to say something? All good? Yes, another one from Carolina.
This is not good for our future, and we might not have a world when we are grown-ups.
Yes, so we have to help clean up the environment and keep
and
it
our
safe.
Planet.
And our planet, yes. Thank you very much, little Yay. Girls, for joining us. Maybe one more wave for our viewers on Facebook.
Thank you.
Thank you. And please watch them on the 25th of April. That's on Thursday.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And the 24th.
And the 24th. Is that the pre-pageant?
Yes.
No.
It's a
pre-pageant.
That's when we do our speeches and we do our talent.
Oh. Oh. Who's going to sing?
Okay. Me.
Sophia, just one or two lines? Are you still thinking? Giselle? Yes. Go, fire it.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Wow.
Yay. Woo. Who's another one? Who's going to sing? Precious, are you going to sing? It's okay.
I know.
Okay, Carolina.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim.
Yay!
That's a good one from Pocahontas.
We will see you.
I'm gonna sing.
Is that Maria? Yes. Are you gonna sing Maria?
No.
No. That's fine. Leave it for the pageant. Yes. For our viewers and our listeners who will be watching you on the day, they will see your talents there. Thank you so much, and also thank you for our mothers for supporting the kids and bringing them in the studio this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes. At syempre po magbabalik tayo makalipas ng ilang paalala. At syempre po tayo nagbabalik sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kanina nakasama natin ang ating mga Little Miss Earth Australia at napakagaling nila, no, China. Hindi ko kaya yung kanilang mga speeches.
Nagulat din po ako nung una ko narinig yung mga speech nila. It's so inspiring to hear from a child. Already have that knowledge in them.
Oo. At kanina, meron tayong 6 and 7 years old. Ngayon, makakasama natin ang Junior Miss Teen Australia. At syempre, papakilala natin sila. From my right is...
Isabella Alfonso.
How old are you, Isabella?
I recently turned 9 in January.
Oh, 9 years old. So, next to her is...
I'm Asia Cook.
How old are you, Asia?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. And next is...
My name's Chloe Hay, and I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. So is this all your first time to join a pageant?
No. Yes.
Ooh. Yes for the two of them, yes. How about you?
I've been modeling since I was 5 years old.
Wow, so for 4 years you've been modeling? Yes. Wow. Can you tell us your experience?
So through my experience, I've gained lots of confidence, and I've realized that I should be more aware, and I know that I can always improve no matter how many times I've done that pageant or how many times I've strutted a catwalk. There's always room to improve.
Very good. And for the first-timers, why did you join the pageant? Did mommy say, oh, you should join this?
Chloe?
Yes, Chloe.
Our environment has been going through some very appalling changes. And basically what Miss Earth does is they teach us how to become role models and how we can clean the environment, which is amazing. And besides the whole environmental things, it's also a great way of boosting confidence. So if you're shy, I would definitely recommend going to a pageant or just doing modeling in general. So
And you?
I think we could save our environment by like not polluting it, because
yes.
Some people have been chucking rubbish on the ground when there's like a bin nearby.
Yes.
So you instead you can just put it in the bin instead of polluting our environment.
So the Miss Earth is a good platform or a good way or a good venue where you can help save the earth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, and I know the little girls had their speech. Can you also do your speech for us? Yes?
So, my name is Isabella Alfonso. I'm 9 years old and from Hazelgrove, New South Wales.
and imagine a world where we could step outside and see clear blue skies, big, beautiful green trees, and playful and animals living everywhere playfully and happily. Luckily for us, we don't have to imagine. We can do that right now. But in a few years' time, when I grow up and start to look more like my mother, I won't be able to have that opportunity. Global warming, climate change, and pollution will mean that those clear skies, beautiful trees, and happy animals will just be our imagination.
Very well said. Next to Isabella.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Asia Cook, and I'm 10 years old from Penrith, New South Wales. We are the future generation by joining this competition. And by joining this competition, I'll do everything I can to save our forest. Why forest? Due to the demanding increasing population, the level of deforestation increases. We need to plant more trees. As we know, trees is our lungs of Mother Earth, and it absorbs carbon dioxide, greenhouse gases, and producing oxygen, and by stabilizing the world climate.
And next to Aisha is?
Chloe.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chloe Hay, and I am 10 years old. I am from Sydney, Australia. One of the biggest environmental issues that our Earth is facing today is climate change. Our weather patterns are changing because of us humans. We are putting greenhouse gases in the air, which is causing our Earth to get hotter and hotter. Because our Earth is getting hotter and hotter, animals are forced to move out of their natural habitat and into different areas with different temperatures, lowering their survival rate. As a community, we should try our best to help this cause. There are many things that you could do yourself that could have an impact, that can have a big impact on our environment. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ang lalalim, no? They're very deep.
And very deep and so insightful for a young age. But that's why I'm so happy with this year, because they've added the kids. And it's timely because it's not just for our own responsibility, but we take in the future generation, which is them.
They say that start young.
Yes, we start them young. And how are you guys enjoying the activities we've been doing?
Chloe?
It's very fun. It's not just something that you're forced to do. It's something actually that I think you would enjoy yourself. Mm. It really also tells us the beauty of our environment, which is amazing.
Yes. And Isabella?
So I was actually a participant in some of the activities because I was at a dance competition, but by hearing about what all they've done, it makes me feel like I was there and all the fun that they had.
Yes, it's more of the fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fun, and then you also help clean up the environment. And maybe Aisha?
Well, I'm enjoying this, and I think it was last week.
Yeah, last week.
We were planting trees.
Oh, where at?
Dulwich Hill.
That's in Inner West Sydney, yeah? Yes. And how many trees did you plant?
Well, we had a partner, and my partner was Chloe. We planted 5 trees.
Wow. So how many new trees should we plant for one tree that is being cut? Should be many, isn't it? Yeah?
Yes.
In replacement of the ones that are being cut.
Yes, yeah. Because it does take a while
for them to grow.
Yes.
Is there a talent portion for the junior Miss Teen?
Yes.
Is there? What are you going to be doing for your talent?
I'll be doing a lyrical solo that I learned at dancing.
Oh, wow. Is that a dance? Yeah?
Dance.
So this is on the 24th as well?
Yeah. So it's a pre-pageant, China?
Yeah. So it's like a preliminary or just for their speech
and talent.
Their talent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How about you, Aisha? What are you doing for the talent?
Well, in the talent, I'm singing My Heart Will Go On.
Wow. Can we hear a bit of it? Yeah?
Okay, every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on.
Wow.
Yay! Para marinig yan, kailangan manood sila, di ba? For our listeners hear the full song, they have to watch the pageant.
The real performance.
Yes, the real performance. How about you, Chloe? What are you doing for the talent?
I'm going to be dancing and by Megan. I'm gonna be dancing to "Better When I'm Dancing" by Megan Trainor. So yeah.
For little kids, we know that they have prepared, or they are preparing through the help of their parents, and particularly the moms. But for you, kasi medyo malalaki na sila China, yeah. No? How are you preparing for the pageant?
So,
Isabella.
When I was preparing for my speech, I had a little trouble, so I asked my big brother to help me. Yeah. And it actually made a big impact on my speech, and I thought that it would be a good thing to use in the pageant.
How old is your big brother?
He recently turned 18.
Oh, yes, he's a big kuya. How about you, Aisha? How are you preparing?
I'm preparing good. So when I first started, I was a bit scared and shy because I didn't know what to do. But then my mom helped me on doing my speech. Mm.
So good. Yes, thanks to mom. How about you, Chloe?
I am currently doing great. I'm doing my speech by myself, and I've tried my best to put a lot of love and passion into my speech. And I think it's turning out great.
Mm. Through the course of your practice and rehearsals, what have you learned so far? I know you've been making friends with each other, but what have you learned?
I've learned that...
It's Isabella, yeah.
I've learned that no matter how many pageants or fashion shows you've done, you can always have that extra boost of confidence and that thing that you can need to improve on. And I feel like this pageant is a great way to socialize with more people and make friends and help save the environment.
It's a good cause, isn't it, China?
Yes. Also coming from someone who's done different pageants, I really value Miss Earth because we really do something for the environment. Same time, we enjoy, and these girls have enjoyed themselves doing something good for the community. Mm. And I know that even after Miss Earth, this is something that they will
continue on
doing to with their own councils or different suburbs, when with friends.
Yes. And now maybe we can ask Aisha, what have you learned so far?
I've learned that we have been saving our environment, because I didn't know how much some people have been chucking rubbish everywhere.
Yeah.
So I realized that by joining this competition, we have been saving our earth and environment.
Yeah, so you're helping not just your place, but the whole world, isn't it? Yes, and the whole planet, I should say. And Chloe, what have you learned so far?
Recently, I thought that modeling was just walking down a runway, but ever since I've started doing it, it's felt nice, and I've realized what modeling actually is. It's a place where you can make friends, and it's a place where you can learn things about the environment and learn how to become a role model and show the youth about how you can help.
So it's not really about just winning in the pageant, but really making friends, as you mentioned, and helping the planet and the environment, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, it's like, as compared to modeling, you're just someone who's walking on the runway or someone you see on the print of a magazine.
Mm.
But when you're joining Miss Earth, you become a role model for the community, as well as to girls in or boys in your school as well, right? They're interested in what you're doing. So, yeah, it's a really good platform for
them. Yes, and I know it's school holidays, and when you go back to school, you have something to tell them, not just, oh, I joined this pageant, but it's a lifetime experience for them, isn't it, China?
It develops their confidence within themselves, their ability to socialize.
Maybe last question, what's your message to kids like you in terms of helping save the planet or the environment? Isabella.
My message is that anyone can be a participant in saving the environment, no matter how old or young you are. There's always room for help where you can save the environment, because it's a good way to help people be more aware of what's going on in this world.
Thanks so much, Isabella. Aisha?
It's a good way... helping the environment, and you develop when you join this, you develop your confidence, Like, say you were shy before.
Yeah.
And now that you've joined this competition, you got more confidence about it. Like,
it just boosts your confidence, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. And Chloe?
Just because you're young, it doesn't mean you can't do something that somebody else can do. Just because you look a different way doesn't mean you're different to anybody. And Miss Earth is a way of showing diversity, and it's also a great way of helping the environment and showing the youth how we can help.
Thank you so much. And maybe now we can invite our listeners to watch you on the pageant day. Chloe, you want to start inviting them? And we're live on Facebook.
You're welcome to join. It's on the 25th of April, and I'm not 100% sure where it is, though.
At the China,
it's
can
QBB.
Say that.
yeah. Queen Victoria Building.
Is it in the city?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. And Aisha?
You should watch on the 24th if you want to see my singing.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And the 25th?
And the 25th, we're going to find out
who's going to win.
Yes, but it doesn't matter who wins, isn't it? Because you've learned so much.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you are now all the winners because you've gained friends and you've learned so much from joining the pageant, right? Yes. Isabella?
I think that on the 24th and the 25th, it's a good way to watch us, and it's a big impact on, it could be a big impact on your life, and you can be more aware of everything that's really going on, so you know how you can help.
Thank you so much, Isabella, Aisha, and Chloe, Junior Miss Teen Australia. One way for our viewers on Facebook. Thank you so much. Magbabalik po tayo makalipas ang ilang paalala. At syempre tayo nagbabalik sa SBS Filipino. Ada yung Vilata pa rin po ang inyong kasama. At syempre maraming salamat sa ating Junior Miss Teen Earth Australia na nakasama natin kani-kanina. At syempre live pa rin po tayo sa ating Facebook page. Salamat sa mga nanonood sa atin sa ating Facebook page, SBS Filipino. Can you wait for them? Yes. But now, kikilalanin natin ang ating mga Miss Teen Earth Australia. We will let them introduce themselves. Maybe we'll start on my right? Yes.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Monique Ferreira. I am 13 years old and I live in Sydney. My advocacy as Miss Teen Earth Australia candidate is to help make the world a better place and to encourage others to do what's right for our future so we don't lose what we've already got.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dylan Escobar. I am 14 years old from Mossman, New South Wales. My advocacy as a Teen Miss Earth Australia candidate is to help save our environment through reforestation. And climate change is real, and we should, like, you know, stop polluting our earth and, like, help it save. And since sea levels are rising and climate change is getting hotter, and we should do something to stop. And many animals are, like, dying because of air pollution and lack of natural resources, and,
yeah,
like, we should stop killing them.
Just help save the earth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. And next to Dylan is?
Sophie.
Sophie.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sophie Dadge. I'm 13 years old from Berwyn, New South Wales. As a Miss Teen Earth Australia candidate, my advocacy is to be part of a youth movement that helps make a difference towards future generations. It is believed that our earth is being led to a dim future, and it is important to act now before it's too late, because protecting our environment also means protecting ourselves.
Thank you so much, Sophie. And next to Sophie is...
Thea.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Thea Gonzalez. I'm 16 years old, and I'm from Mount George, Sydney, Australia. My advocacy is to have a voice for our earth, because nowadays, people are so focused on their life, and, like, our consideration of the life of Mother Earth, wildlife and marine life is just as important. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't of the functions of our Earth and the resources it's providing us today. Thank you.
And next to Thea is...
Mabuhay. My name's Nicole Angela Gaya. I am 15 years old and I'm from Padstow, New South Wales. My advocacy is to... is to encourage the youth to help sustain the environment, to keep it clean and green for the future generations to come. Thank you.
thank you so much. Those are all good advocacies, great advocacies in helping save the planet. Let's go straight with your talents. Yes? What are you going to be doing for the talents? Monique?
I'm going to be singing.
Singing. Can we have a little bit of piece of that song?
Teaser. I'd like to make it a surprise for
okay,
everyone,
but so. Any other song that you're not going to be singing at the pageant? We'll go back to you.
Yes.
Sorry. Dylan?
Singing and playing piano.
Oh, what are you going to be singing?
I wrote my own song, but I haven't finished it yet.
Yes. Wow. You only have 5 days, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm actually almost finished with it, so...
Can we have one line?
Okay, I don't really memorize it, but...
You have a copy there.
Yeah, I have,
okay,
yeah.
Sure.
So, I'm singing this song for you, just to let you know that I love you. All these times we've been through, all the happy moments, from the first day that we met, we started hanging out as friends, got closer every day.
Whoa! Is that from real experience? And next to Dylan is Sophie.
For my talent, I will be doing a contemporary dance solo.
Oh, unfortunately, we can't let her dance today. So it's going to be a surprise. Okay. And next is Nicole.
Taya. I'm dancing as well.
Dancing. What song are you going to be dancing for?
It's a bit of a remix, but it's hip-hop.
Hip-hop, yeah. Okay. So for our listeners, you have to watch it so you can see them with their dancing. And next is Nicole.
Yes, I'm going to be singing.
Singing.
Yes.
A few lines?
I can sing a Filipino song.
Okay, sure, yes. What song is it?
Ikaw.
Okay. Maybe the chorus?
Oh, I only know the beginning.
Okay, sure.
Sa pagpatak, bawat oras ay ikaw. Ang iniisip-isip ko, hindi ko mahinto, pintig ang puso ikaw. Yeah.
Yay! Yes. Thank you so much for your talents, and I know you're going to be doing great during the talent portion. Mm-hmm. But what encouraged you to really join Miss Teen Earth Australia? Can we start with Monique?
So I saw that our Earth is getting like very, it's starting to like die down and it's getting destroyed by a lot of things. So I thought it would have been something good to teach everyone and teach the young generation, things to help us help our Earth so we can have it like in the future.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so...
Yes. And thank you, Monique. Dylan?
I joined this pageant because my mom encouraged me to. Because when she was young, she also do pageants, but she didn't continue it. So I want to continue and fulfill her dreams.
Yeah.
And I also want to help save our environment to become a better and a safe place for everyone. And also for the animals. So I can help save our environment by like doing simple things like starting at home or in school. Like when you see rubbish, you can just like pick it up and throw it at the in the proper trash bin.
Yeah.
And like recycle and reuse papers and like plastics. And when you're like going to a nearby place, instead of like using your car, just walk so you can like save the air pollution.
Yes.
Like avoid air pollution. So yeah.
Thank you so much, Dylan and Sophie.
So I attend Newtown High School of Performing Arts, and my teachers there, they encourage me to make a positive impact towards the environment. So my friends and I, we attended two climate change rallies in Town Hall because we, you know, our teachers, they want us to be a role model for others, and they want us to make our own personal commitments to help make little small changes to help save the future generation.
Thank you so much, Sophie. And Thea?
So I never really planned on like doing
joining
this pageant, but I went to the first practice and like I realized that this pageant isn't just showing off the girl's beauty, but also like showing off how important our earth is.
Yeah.
And it made me so drawn in. So like it basically encouraged me on like just go
for it. Yeah.
Just go for it. It's like the importance. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Thea. Nicole?
Well, this is actually my second pageant. So I've learned so much from my first one. And I just, because it gave me so much confidence. And I really love doing pageantry. And not only that, this is for a good cause.
Yeah.
And I want to use this as a platform to help spread awareness to the young children. Because if they will, I want to try give them a mindset to help Earth in the future.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Very good answers from this little young girls.
Yes.
China.
I just wanted to ask quickly, how can you encourage girls and boys of your age or people in your school to do something good for the environment?
Maybe one or two lines?
Yeah.
Nicole?
Well, everyone has different opinions, but it doesn't matter if they don't care or not, just as long as you just let them know that they should be aware of it instead of just letting it go, because the earth is really important and I think they should know that they are damaging it in some ways.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Nicole. Thea, short one or two sentence.
So young boys and girls nowadays aren't really focused on what's happening around them, and I feel like me as an individual, I can encourage teachers to like set out programs and lessons for like students to learn, because they're barely doing much lessons on Earth nowadays.
So take action, right? Yeah. Sophie?
I think it's important to spread awareness for younger people so that they can act and that they can make a positive impact towards our environment, because
it's very important for us. Dylan.
So it's actually really important to like remind your friends or like teachers from school about like saving our earth, because again, not much people like not care anymore.
Yeah.
But you still have to remind them so that they're aware and they know what to do. Like if they know that this is wrong, then they shouldn't do it.
Yes. So. Thank you so much, Dylan. Monique?
As everyone said, like it's very important to take care of our earth. So what I would do is during 1 week, like 1 day of a week at school, there should be one specific day that's focused on learning about the earth and how we can help it and how we can, like, so kids get encouraged to
help save the earth. Yeah. So thank you so much. And they're all very good suggestions, isn't it, China? Yeah. And for our listeners, invite them again, China.
So for our listeners, please do watch the coronation night of Little Miss Junior and Miss Teen Earth this Thursday, and their environmental speech and talent night on
the 24th. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
At syempre, yan na po ang kabuuan ng ating programa ngayong umaga. Magbabalik tayo bukas. Makakasama ninyo si Ronald Manila sa pangalan kasamahan sa SBS Filipino. Ana Lim Villata po nagpapasalamat sa inyo at pumabati ninyo sa maganda at ligtas na umaga. Bye!
Yay!
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.